Blog Talk Radio.
And please do so. We will be glad to talk to you. If you want to give us a call in here and get a reading, please do so at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. We'll be here for the next two hours. He was with us last night. We just started this situation of doing remotes, and we're actually out on here on Manitou Avenue. We're actually here at Manitou Avenue doing a live remote. And the process of that whole situation, we're actually trying to get things working with the switchboard and everything like that. So work with us a little bit on the situation, and we'll definitely get to all your calls. Like I said, we wanted to go over some topics and people's situations about manifestation and the process of doing free readings here on the show. You can also work with me privately, with private readings, with some fantastic prices this month too as well. So give me a call. I'm like, okay, phone numbers are 740-500-8863, 740-601-9835. Also, contact me through my Skype name at donald.reed8, all in small letters, or you can contact me through the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. If you also look on the show page here on Blog Talk Radio 2, you'll find my email addresses and my website address. And also the phone numbers to contact me too as well. And with everything going on and going down, that kind of thing, we should be getting the chat room here up pretty soon too as well. But like I said before, we got some many specials going on, and how they work is it's $75 for 75 minutes, $45 for 45 minutes, $25 for 25 minutes. Also, we have blocks of time, so you can either purchase $75 for 75 minutes, or you can get a block of 75 minutes for only $150 to use whenever you choose. You can also get a 45-minute reading for $45, or you can get a block of five for $100, and also you can get a reading for $25, or a block of five for $75. We also have 90-minute sessions that we use for relationship counseling, life coaching, intense situations, that kind of stuff. Also, those 90-minute sessions can also be used for in-depth readings, getting more than one angel card reading, or a combination of relationship counseling, life coaching, and angel card readings too. Those sessions are going for $77. So you can get a ninety-minute session for $77, or you can get a block of four for $150. And usually when we do the relationship counseling and stuff like that, we always recommend you get three sessions anyway, so we can actually do a really in-depth situation, especially when it comes to relationships. We like to work with male first, the female first, where both can actually listen to each other as the other one speaks their mind. And then we use a session where we all actually talk together. In the situations, we always have, we use the cards too, but we also have a nice technique that I came up with called relationship compatibility palm readings, to really get inside the situation and the relationships. You get some really good answers, solutions, so we can actually do something. Make a difference. Wow, this is a wide-ass room. Anyway, you can also hear the cars in the background as we're sitting out here. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're sitting here watching the traffic and people, and hopefully we'll get a chance to sit here and talk to some people. If not, we'll just keep going on with the show. Now, we sit here and look at the situation. Also, we got sessions now where you can actually work with me one-on-one in the process of we do group readings. And we also do parties. And right now, in addition to the group readings, we also, if you have a function where you like to do some workshops, charity functions, a party, and you'd like to have us there, give us a call. Those services are usually like $150 flat fee, but for this month, it's only $77. And what we're getting at was the idea, we also work with couples and their children, gifted children, indigo children, crystal children, rainbow children, clairvoyant, clairaudio, and some people don't know how to deal with the situation of working with their children. And we actually have a service where we can actually sit down with you and work on both sides of the situation to help both people come to an understanding about each other. And we always say that usually if you have a gifted child or gifted children, more than likely you're gifted too. So it's definitely a sessions of discovery. So also with the situation, we're just starting now. Workshops, if you have a, also if you have a function where you'd like to have somebody there to get their insights on manifestation, relationships, that kind of stuff, let us know. We'd be glad to appear and be a part of your experience. So give us a call on that too. And we also are starting this thing where we're doing group and one-on-one manifestation meditations, where I actually sit there, work with you, either in a group setting or one-on-one, to have you manifest things in your life at will, just like I do. And I will give you the insights. I will give you techniques, affirmations, and I will also go through the process with you to see there, to see if that you've actually gotten it down, so you can actually utilize the techniques and the process itself as soon as possible. That'll drive you crazy. It seems like we have had the traffic pick up out here quite a bit. A while ago, it was pretty quiet. A couple cars here and there, but now it seems to be a little bit more than it should have. Also, a lot of activity of motorcycles. This place is famous for Harley-Davidson because they have so many wide open areas to actually ride it. So it's kind of crazy out here. But if you're actually in the Colorado area and you want to come up here in Manitou Springs, it's kicking in. Tourist season, that kind of stuff. Got some great, fantastic shops here. It's a great experience. Come and climb the incline with us. That is an experience in itself. If you do at least once a week, it's definitely one of those things that will get you in shape very quickly. We got some great, fantastic shops here. We have, also, we have a couple castles. I think one's called Red Rock Castle. And then we have the other one, Miramont Castle. I know for a fact that Miramont Castle is active spiritually. I've been there myself. And we actually done a couple of run-throughs. We definitely picked up on some spirits. The one I picked up the most was there was a girl in one of the rooms who actually had wedding dress on. Almost the idea of disappointment on her face too as well. And that was the experience, because it wasn't until I actually brought that to someone's attention that everybody else didn't notice it. But once I brought it to their attention and showed them what I was looking at, what I was picking up on, you could actually see it. It was definitely an outline and definitely a presence there. And it's so cool about the Miramont Castle is there's a lady who actually, I guess you would say it was like one of the employees there, who actually gives you the information and sends you on your way as you do your tour through the place, through the castle itself. Actually has some really incredible pictures of orbs. And it's not the idea of just orbs themselves, but actually the orbs, if you look at them very closely, you will see people's faces, figures, that kind of stuff. So there's definitely no questioning that these are orbs. They're spiritual energy orbs, because they definitely have the impressions of the people on the orbs themselves, if not the presence of the spirits within the orbs themselves too. It's actually a crazy thing. I think actually a couple of people who actually were a part of the original people who actually built the castle are actually spiritually still with it. The castle was built back in the 1800s, about 1885, I think. and now it's open to tourists. And it's a very interesting place. I mean, as I walked through the place, I was actually up in the ballroom, the dining room ballroom, huge, where I could actually see people from the 1800s, the big dresses, sitting up on the windows and dancing on the floors. It's almost like you could feel them as they were passing you by, as they were doing their dances. Almost like the party itself was still going on after many decades. The party still continues. So that was interesting in itself. And actually, if you're in the Colorado Springs area too, I was actually in the process of putting together a paranormal group. I'm just trying to find some people I can actually trust before we actually do the whole thing. Because in the process of the paranormal group that I have, it pretty much right now consists of me, my angels and guides, and the information we've been picking up that way, which has been pretty spot on accurate, but we were just looking to get more physical evidence and some people to work with us to obtain that information. That was interesting in itself, though. But with all the things we were talking about before, workshops, meditations, that kind of stuff, we do it all. So give me a call at 740-500-8863. Or 740-601-9835. Contact me through Skype at donald.reed8, all in small letters. Or you can contact me through my website at psychicxjourneyman.com. I always tell people when they go to the site, don't look at the prices. Those are the regular prices. For calling the show and being a listener, you get a chance to take advantage of special prices. We actually appreciate all of our listeners and callers. And thank you all for calling in and contributing and supporting the show. And right now, we actually have, if you want to become a sponsor, we're actually looking for some sponsorship for our show, to sponsor our show, to work with us. And if you're interested in sponsoring this kind of format, and you also want to get yourself service or a product promoted too as well, give us a call. All it is a simple $40 fee a month for you to get your product, your service, or you promoted on this show. At the same time, you also support our format and keep it in the situation where we can keep moving on and keep giving the service of giving out free readings, spiritual teaching, that we are all working together on this whole situation. So bear with us in the situation. This is actually one of our first remotes in a while, so we're trying to get everything done. So if you're in the queue, just wait and we will get to you. We will listen to you. We'll answer all your questions. So if you're out there listening, want to give a call and didn't catch the number the first time, it's actually 646-721-9031. Again, that's 646-721-9031. So we're moving on along here. We were talking about manifestations earlier. Manifestations is one of those things we don't realize how easy and simple it really is, and we have a tendency to make it more complicated than it has to be. We have to watch our vocabulary, and we have to watch what we say. That means if you're sitting there thinking about things and going over things in your head and constantly coming up with this situation about if you're going to make the rent or if you're going to pay the bills, it works against you. Those are the things you're not supposed to think about. And I'll tell you why. Because they're certainties. They're certainties. You already know what they are. So there's no sense of worrying about them. And there's no really think. There's not really a sense of giving them any thought. It's the idea of going from that point and knowing what you got to do. But the solution is focusing on that. Because once you do that, then you've finally made the right decision in the right direction towards your manifestation. Determine what that manifestation is supposed to be all about. Get very detailed about it. Very detailed. The more detailed you get about it, the more faith you have into it, optimism, the quicker it's going to turn around for you. And you're going to be living it, having it, or doing it. And those are the simple things to do. Me personally, I have a tendency of a combination of things, of actually getting affirmations that go along with the situation, of focusing on building me up, focusing on positive aspects, focusing on deserving it, desires, almost to the point of saying deserving desires, and what it's all about. So in the situation, sit down, think about it carefully, ask yourself, are you ready to take the responsibility of that manifestation when it does happen, and to live it to the fullest? Because right now, a lot of people do not. And that is the truth. It's one of those things, you hate to say it, you hate to look at the situation, but that's exactly what's going on. You can see that with couples in particular, where a person doesn't realize in the process of that relationship it is happening because you both wanted it. Or it wouldn't be happening. You'd be crossing paths. So it's the idea of looking at those situations and putting things in perspective. Really, seriously, look at the situation. What do you want? That's the key. What do you want? If you ask yourself that question and you come with a conclusion, I really don't know, then this needs to be addressed. It needs to be looked at. So until you actually have it clear in your mind exactly what you do want. All right. So think about that. And let's see, we're going to try to sort of bring this thing up. I think we're getting a little closer to the queue. The queue coming up. Let's see what we got going on. And we do have some people in the queue. And I'm going to sit here. Let's see if we can. Hey, D, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. It's one of those things, we tried to do the remote thing, but it was, for some reason, the traffic picked up a lot, and especially with the Harleys. This area is very famous for Harleys. I was up at this place called the Travel Lodge. It's actually a bar. And on most weekends, there was no less than 100 Harleys parked out in front of it. And some of these guys are characters, too. You just want to break their knees. You know, the idea of wanting to infringe. It's like, how would you put this? I don't like you infringing on my freaking rights, but then again, I'm going to be so loud and infringe on your peace and quiet, and there's nothing you can do about it. I sat there and watched a guy do this. He would rev up his Harley right next to his van and would set the alarm off. And then as soon as she would reset the alarm, he would do it again. This went on for a very long time. Until he finally got bored with it. And then he was done. But I actually, we had a shop right there too. And every time I tried to do readings, we had to stop a couple times because the sucker was so loud, all you could see was people's lips moving. So I stopped it, and the lady was freaking out because at that time it was $25 for 15 minutes. So the timer was ticking. And I told her, don't worry about it. We'll stop the ticker. wait till these guys get the heck out of here so we can actually hear my voice. And that was interesting in itself, I swear. I was like, okay, why would someone do that? I was like, the idea of riding on the motorcycles and being out in the wide open, out here in the country, in the mountains, sounds great. I just don't understand the other situations of acting like a freaking 16-year-old kid when you're like 55 years old. That's kind of crazy in itself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So how things going with you?
I'm still alive and kicking.
Right.
I'm still alive and kicking, trying to, got to do some research. Just to dig into my past life, or one of them anyway.
Right.
I'm getting more and more fascinated by all the stuff that my friend Cheyenne was telling me about my past life as Meg.
Meg?
Meg. 1640, County Cork. Druid.
Right.
Yeah. Looks like she might have been royalty.
Wow.
Although connecting with her, she never said she was. Apparently, she didn't like being royalty. I'm just trying to figure out. I figure that she probably, considering that it's been predicted for me to go to the Blarney Castle, she must have lived in the Blarney Castle at one time.
Uh-huh.
If she was royalty, and she was apparently married to Aemon. I can take that one.
Right.
Because I always wondered who her husband was in that lifetime, and seems like it was probably him.
Wow.
Now, her father was supposedly, according to the information Cheyenne got yesterday, her father was like King Edward V, and realized that that wasn't quite accurate. I don't know who her father was, but I want to figure it all out. It's just, she's always fascinated me. Ever since I had the Akashic reading and she integrated, it's like, you know, we're sort of like, I guess you'd call us one person.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing fascinates me no end. Well, past lives do anyway.
Right.
Who I was, where, you know, the whole nine yards.
So with the situation of the Druids, what do you know about them so far?
Oh, as far as Druids go, I don't know. You know, I've learned that there's conflicting information, because some people believe now that the Druids did not do human sacrifice,
uh-huh.
which has always been the, you know, been the thing that's been touted. But from what I understand,
right.
from what I picked up when I was going through the Akashic thing, Meg fought against that. So she supposedly stood up against the king. And I know that I know that Blarney Castle was apparently was built by Dermot McCarthy, and at one time King Cormac McCarthy lived there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm just trying, you know, I'd like to look it up and, you know, I want to find the information. It's been a little difficult online, but maybe there are books out there. And I do have a friend that lives in County Cork near there, and he knows that it's been predicted I was going to go to the castle for some reason. It wasn't to kiss the Blarney, so it was something else. And he'd said he would take me there. So it would be very interesting.
Wow.
So I just like to, you know, I just want to find out all the details and find out if, you know, if McCarthy had a daughter named Meg in 1640, and of course she would have been 30 in 1640, I believe. So she's all very fascinating. Who, you know, if she stood up against the king, who did she stand up against? Was it her nasty father? Or if he was nasty? And her brother, because I know she was betrayed by her brother, who was, apparently he was secretly a Catholic priest. He betrayed her, so I believe she was burned, and her husband was hung. Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Now this old. Yeah, it just one of those things. Once I connected with her, it was just she just fascinated me, because she had guts. She had the courage to stand up and fight for something. So she always fascinates me. And I know there was another life that someone told me about. They just saw a little bit of it. I don't know what the woman's name was, but. Another lifetime that I had with Aemon, so that fascinates me too. Anything like that, it's just I find it very interesting. because you look back and you find out what stuff you went through then, and what did you bring forward with you for how many lifetimes?
Exactly.
Yeah, because Cheyenne was telling me about a lifetime. She thinks that I was actually had a lifetime in a town. It's not too far from me. It's about a half an hour. And it's one of those places where there is a, it's like an obelisk, grave marker for Colonel Buck, who founded the town of Bucksport. And he either had an affair with a witch or something. It was something to do with a witch, or she was a Indian medicine woman or something. I don't know. I don't remember everything now because there's different stories about it. But on that grave, there is the outline of a leg and a foot. And they have tried to erase, they have tried to take that off the stone. And they can take it off the stone, but it always comes back again. Because allegedly the woman cursed him and his heirs or whatever, and that stayed there. And she thought I was that woman. That could be interesting. I don't know, because I have this thing about, I never liked Bucksport particularly. There's something about it, I've just never liked it, and I've had some visions that had to do with somebody that was murdered there at one time, and they tried to make it out like she, it had something that apparently when I saw, what I was seeing at the time was somebody that, these Zach Robe figures going into a place that I used to notice when I was a kid. I didn't see them go into the actual building itself, but I always called it a house tower. Because it was up behind the house, and you just saw part of it. And so I always noticed it whenever we would go through Bucksport, which was quite, So it was one of those things when I saw that, I knew there was something wrong with it, and that's, I met someone who became one of my best friends as a medium, and she was saying that the young girl that was there, she's buried in the town, the next town over from it, further from me, and that she, what they did with her apparently was they drained all her blood that made it look like she hung herself. And she was looking for somebody to prove that she didn't do what they were saying she did.
Huh.
And the building isn't there anymore. Most people don't know what I'm talking about when I mention it, but this woman knew what I was talking about, and I had a Schwann man that knew exactly what I was talking about, knew exactly where it was, and could take me in through the back way if I ever wanted to go in there and check it out. But that place isn't there anymore. It just looks like, I always call it a house tower because it's the only way I could describe it. It was like, you know how the turret, you know how those turret rooms are on like Victorian houses and such. That's what it was like in a way, and it was just there. But I'm not, I don't know. All these fascinating things. If I had anything to do with Colonel Buck, that would be interesting, and that could explain my aversion to the town of Bucksport. You know, it's not the worst place in the world. I just never liked it, and I still don't, even though it's changed a lot. Paper mill town, and I don't know, just there.
Well,
at some point I'll probably delve into it, but just to see further. But I'm more interested in Meg and County Court to begin with, and then I'll go with the other one. Which to me, when it was being described to me, seeing the woman, because it was Psychic Chef that told me about the other one, where the woman was standing on a windswept hill with long, wavy red hair flowing out behind her. And I could just see her with a long blue dress and the straw hat in her hands, like something out of Pride and Prejudice, that era.
Uh-huh.
And he said he could see the guy walking up the path to me, and it was Eamon. So that looks pretty good to me. I'll take it. We've definitely been together before. He must have been.
Must have been.
Oh, I think we've had more, I don't know how many lifetimes, but I've had some, I don't even know if I could count how many I must have had. And people keep telling me I've had lifetimes in the U.S., and I keep saying, no, I think this is my first one. But I guess it may not have been. Considering I've had somebody read for me, and I've got her reading was fascinating. With all the, she said there were a lot of witches behind her, and they were all in Salem. And I figured, well, yeah, so I have a connection to Salem.
Mm-hmm.
All my witchy ancestors. I'd like to check that out too sometime.
Yeah, I bet. I was sitting watching some things today on the on History Channel about the Salem trial, and they were going over some certain things, talking about how that the people who said they were guilty of being witches lived. It was the ones that refused to say they were witches and tell the truth that were actually killed.
Now, well, actually, the ones that admitted they were witches really weren't witches anyway.
No.
People that were like the wise women, women that knew natural medicines and, you know, herbology and all that, were considered witches, and it's ridiculous. I mean, some people actually were witches, to be sure. But everybody had that misconception that carries through into the 21st century. If anybody dares to say they're a witch, which I do, they think that you're something. They think you're evil. They think you practice Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't get it. There are those people that don't walk in the light. They walk in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, like the left-handed path. I could never do that. I was raised a Christian. I grew up married a minister. But I look at my life now, and with all the hypocrisy and everything that goes on, I cannot be what I call a traditional Christian anymore. I just can't do it. I'm tired of people's hypocrisy, and I realized at some point, I don't know for how many years it's been now, maybe 5 years, maybe a little longer since, I realized that, yeah, I was a witch. It ran in my mother's side of the family. Nobody ever talked about anything. I never knew anybody had any gifts in my family, and I get everything from, well, I get the psychic stuff from both sides. But people are just so, I know the word ignorant, but a lot of it is ignorance, and it's ignorance and not in the sense that people are stupid. It's just that people don't realize what things really are, and they don't bother to check it out. They don't bother to get enlightened. So that's, you know, that's their thing, but I just always say I came out of the broom closet.
Gotcha.
And why not? Because I don't want to, yeah. Around here with everything I'm going through, I'm not going to scream anything from the rooftops, but if somebody asked me point blank if I was a witch, I'd say yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I lie about it? It doesn't do me any good to be dishonest.
True.
I just want people to accept me as exactly as I am, and warts and all, and if they don't, they don't. I can't make people like me. The Bible says that you have to love me. It doesn't say you have to like me. And I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and they're not going to be mine, but that's okay. We can coexist.
Yeah.
I don't pass this all out there anyway. He doesn't care if I say, because I still have a connection to a church, United Church of Christ, and he doesn't think the way a lot of people do. But then again, we don't have a lot of contact either, so.
All right.
If I set foot in that church, there'd be a bunch of people going, what the hell is she doing here? Yeah, well, it's okay.
I think it's kind of a strange comment to have in a church anyway. What the hell is she doing here? But
yeah, it would be. Yeah, it would be. Well, you never know in that church.
Okay. Well, once you give us your information about how to reach you for reading and jewelry, and this gets you answering some questions with some people in the queue.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If anybody would like a reading from me, if I haven't already scared you off, please, I'm very harmless. Walk in the light. Honest. You can contact me at 207-374-5072, or you can email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. That's my full psychic name, Spirit Wind the Messenger. Anyway, everything I do is for donations. I accept PayPal. If you'd like a 60-minute phone reading, I suggest a donation of $60. Or for an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20, but I will work within your budget. I won't turn anyone away. So if you, just contact me. Like I said, accept PayPal, and I also do healing energy. I think I covered that one. So if you're interested in jewelry, for now, email me at spiritwindthemessenger@gmail.com, and I can send you some pictures to show you what I do. My business name is Dreamweaver Designs, and my jewelry is made with stone beads like Picasso jasper, moss agate, ocean jasper, freshwater pearls. I use all kinds of different beads. stone beads, and I use, sometimes I put pendants, and they can be sterling silver or they can be stone pendants. And I also use a lot of Hill Tribe silver, handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand. I do necklaces, bracelets, and earrings, and if you, you know, I take PayPal for everything I do, so if you're interested in something, like even some chakra jewelry, which I'm going to be getting into, just contact me and we can discuss what you're looking for, how you know, what kind of, what stones you're looking for, how long you want your necklace, how many strands, that sort of thing. And we'll discuss the prices, and like I said, I take PayPal for that as well. I look forward to reading for you. I'll give you a very, you know, I'll give you a the best reading I possibly can, no sugarcoating, and there will be, I won't tell you what I think you want to hear, but I'll be honest with you, and I will be caring. So I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, I was actually in a situation, too, of actually standing on that myself. I forgot about the idea of going to my website. Right now we actually got email readings going on, too, where you get a 5-card, 3-question angel card reading through email for only $14.95. So check that out, too. That's the easier format for you. But we'd love to hear from you face-to-face and also with the budgets and that kind of thing. Like everybody says, you know, if you, whatever your budget is, go to the table and make a deal. I guarantee we can sit down and I can make it work. So keep that in mind as we go through the show and everything like that. We also were focusing on other things, too. But now, I think I already have the information at the beginning of the show, and I'll be giving it out here periodically. In the chat room, if you have any questions in the chat room you'd like to ask, please do so. And if you go on to our first caller, which is actually area code 518, welcome to the show, and how are you?
Yes, good evening. Hi, I'm doing
fine.
Hi. Hi there.
Well, we hope you wasn't waiting too long, but thank you for joining us, and what's your name?
My name's Helen.
Helen, where are you calling from, Helen?
New York.
New York, New York. Okay.
No, she's calling from the other side. My mother's name's Helen. I'm just joking.
Okay.
But my mother's name actually was Helen.
Well, what's that note?
Yes.
How can we help you today?
Well, you know, I'm looking for a higher perspective. I've really been seeking a conscious relationship with my angels and guides. But I've just been feeling that the signals aren't getting through.
Mm-hmm.
No, and, you know, I'm really at a critical part of my aspect of my life. And I want a relationship, not just to get things, but I just also want guidance, you know, about, you know, relationships, you know, meeting my soulmate and abundance in every area, you know, of my life. Like I feel like I'm doing the action, taking the actions, but it's just I feel like I need the spiritual guidance.
Well, yeah, I get the impression with I don't understand what you're saying, but when I looked at the situation too, I was getting the impression they were telling me that your interpretation of what a relationship is more worldly and more human than it is, the idea of realizing what's going on. But the idea that I heard was acknowledgement. It's the same thing as loving one person, as in the situation of the relationship you're talking about with your angels and guys and that kind of stuff. The idea of like, opening up and following guidance is like your way of actually expressing your gratitude because you've listened and you follow through. And the thing I got the most was the idea is you're there. It's just that you have to come to a point of actually realizing that you're trying to still kind of... The word that comes to me is control. You're still trying to control it because you think there's some kind of structure to it. Some kind of thing that you got to do, don't do, those kind of things. And they're just saying acknowledgement, listening, and following through is a way of loving you and putting those things in situations. And by listening, your life automatically changes anyway. So in the process of listening and life changing, then you, the messages are getting closer and clearer. And the ideal of the message is getting through. They're getting through. It's the ideal of a lot dropping down the resistance, so you can actually hear it, feel it, know it, and realize it comes in. It comes in many ways, not just one or two. A lot of times with situations with me, it depends on the situation itself and how that guidance comes through. Sometimes it's the gut feeling. Sometimes it's something I hear, something I see, or something I feel. Or sometimes it's just something I know, and I follow through with it. Because, I mean, I told people before, you know, listen to the words. Second-guess yourself. How can you change? How can you stop second-guessing yourself? Listen to the statement. Stop guessing, you know, second-guessing yourself, and listen to the very first thing that comes through. Because what happens a lot of times is we try to analyze it, try to figure it out, when we should just be following it spontaneously, to trust that the information that you're getting is, and the source where it's coming from, you should trust it completely. And that's when you sit there and have a situation where you're not controlling it, you're going to see things unfold very quickly. And also the situation of understanding, you realize your resistance and how much you need to let that resistance down, just let go. And probably look in your past, you'll see that every time you've ever just listened and followed through with it, you like that better. It's always when you started thinking about it and try to analyze it, if it was actually right for you. I mean, just think about the situation of the source, where it's coming from. Why question it? It's usually because it's where you came from, of some of the mistakes you've made when you try to do it alone. And that was the realization of realizing you're not alone. And the key is just opening up, put down your resistance and go, okay, I don't understand, but I'm going to listen and follow through with it and see what happens. I did the same thing years ago when I was actually opening a shop of mine. I'm trying to find a table where my angels actually guided me to go into a very expensive furniture store. And I was like, okay, guys, you know I don't have a budget. And I was sitting there thinking to myself too, going, I know they brought me in here for a reason. And the process of making that assessment, know they brought me in there for a reason, I started opening my mind and started looking for why they would have brought me in there. I was asking questions. I started seeing I saw these $200 tables. I'm like, okay. I saw some $100 tables. And I was just about ready to ask the lady if there was anything else they might have in there. And I turned around and I saw these tables in the corner. And I asked the lady, so how much are the tables in the corner? And she goes, oh, those are free. We're trying to get rid of those. So all of a sudden, the realization hit me. I didn't understand it. You see, I didn't understand why I was in there. I know they brought me in there for a reason. I knew what I was looking for. And when you put the two together and you look at the situation, in the process of just following through with it, I didn't need to know everything. I was just following through. And so, okay, they keep telling me to do this. They keep prompting me, or I get a feeling to walk in the store. Even sometimes I would feel a nudging, pushing me into a certain situation or a certain direction. And I did. And next thing I know, I had not just one table for my shop, I had two. So that's sometimes I think it's the hardest thing, to just let down the resistance, to just allow these things to happen. When the information is coming to you, just to follow it spontaneously and faithfully, and you'll start seeing miracles happen in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
So whereabouts in New York do you live?
Upstate New York, the capital.
Oh, is that around Buffalo?
Albany.
Albany, okay.
Yeah, she doesn't live in the frigid Buffalo area.
Well, is the Buffalo area bad? What's wrong with the Buffalo area?
My ex used to live in the Buffalo area, and in the winter it's really frigid. The winters there are worse than in Maine.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Helen, I was going to say, do you have anything you would like to add?
No. At the moment, I don't. I think, she pay attention and just relax and let everything flow. Because your angels and your guides are always listening. And, they're, okay, I can speak English. they
right.
they want to have a relationship with you. Yeah, I know. I'm taking after you now. Hang out too long with Donnie. I'll trip over my words. they really do want a relationship with you, and if you just relax into it, just let everything flow. You'll find as you go along, you'll know when you're connecting with them. There's a lot of peacefulness surrounding you right now. Your angels and your guides, and if you believe in the fairy realm, everybody's around you, and everything is just going to start to flow once you just relax and allow it to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be okay.
Yep. Do you have any more questions you'd like to ask before you go?
Well, maybe. I think that probably answers the question of, the other stuff, like the relationships and finances and all that.
Because I was talking to a friend of mine today. I was like, we're focusing on the situation of what that's all about. Manifestation is... you can manifest anything and everything. You can have, do, and it's like a want, do, and have. So all your wants and needs and desires can be fulfilled. It's just the idea you have to have it within yourself to say, I deserve it. Do you really desire it? And then, basically have that truth with yourself before you can truly start manifesting things in your life. I have a girlfriend who keeps looking at me like that. She goes, wow, you can't, every time you say something, it happens. Yesterday I was talking about I had a flat tire and some things I wanted to take care of, and I just told her, I said, I'm not worried about it, because I know by the end of the day, I'll have it. And sure enough, I got a reading that covered everything and some, and I don't remember doing anything but sitting here just relaxing, and I do remember yesterday morning, and actually this morning too, I just kind of got really firm and very detailed of actually sitting there and saying, okay, angels, this is what I really want, and this is what I really can handle, so therefore I like to see this happen and manifest in my life right now. So therefore I've affirmed it, I put it out there, I see it, I know it, I believe it, and it's just one of those things, so be it, so it is, and next you know it is. Because, people look at the situation on my website and they go, okay, $125 for readings, who is going to pay that? Well, a lot of people. It was just the ideal. Well, I think I was telling my girlfriend, I said, this is what you need to do. You need to sit there, focus, and say, okay, this is what I believe I should charge, or this is what I believe I should do. And then go from that point of affirming it to using your affirmation to just keep you focused. Meditate a lot. I mean, some people get a little too structured with it, but they say, well, you said I should meditate for 5 minutes. And I said, no, I said you should meditate until the resonance about what you're doing is very clear and you feel like you've accomplished something. You're not doing that. You don't have the goals. What you're going to do in the midst of meditation? Are you relaxing, letting go, connect with your angels, that kind of stuff? You're just meditating. Meditation is something that, I'm not saying structure, but direction is good. Because people don't realize in the midst of meditation, you can actually talk to your angels very clearly, and the answers seem to be very clearly, like you have a definite line to each other. And sometimes I focus in meditation, I think about some things, I affirm things, but I do know for a fact that if you don't affirm it, don't expect anything to happen, because the universe is sitting there going, okay, you haven't passed the ball yet. So what you want? What do you want? And that's the key, too. What do you want? Because a lot of people think, for example, I had a guy, I asked him, I said, how much do you think you're worth, Joe? He said, $16 an hour. I was like, no, Joe, you don't understand the question. I'm saying, I'm asking you, how much do you think you're worth? He said, well, I could probably get $18 an hour. I was like, so all you're worth is $18 an hour. He goes, well, maybe I might be able to push it to 22. I said, you just don't get this concept of this question, do you? I said, I'll give you an example of what I would say. Someone went to him and said, how much are you worth? I said, $10 million. And he goes, that's a little much, isn't it? No, so you ask me how much I think I'm worth, not what your perception tells me I'm worth. We're not going by your perception. We're going by mine. And mine says $1 million to $10 million, okay? And when you open that up, you open all the possibilities. I thought it was kind of fun. I thought the nicest thing I ever saw was the idea in the book. It was there's a book by Jerry and Esther Hicks. Okay, it is written. There's a technique in there where what you do is you take you get yourself a checkbook, and all you're going to do with it is you're going to do this. It's like a game, okay? And what you're going to do is you're going to get your checkbook where it's got the part where you put the money in your bank, where you put the deposits. Deposit slips and stuff like that, and then you have checks. So what you're going to do, you're going to sit there and give yourself $1,000, and then every day you're going to give yourself an additional $1,000. And what your job is to take that money. What you're going to do is you're going to write on a deposit slip. You're going to deposit $1,000 into your checking. Okay, you're going to write it down physically. And then what you're going to do is you're going to sit there and you're going to try to spend that money all in one day.
Mm.
This is an exercise to actually expand your mind. All right? And what you're going to do, so every day, like on the first day, you give yourself $1,000. On the second day, you're going to add $1,000 to that, so you give yourself $2,000. And then $2,000, $3,000, and so on and so on. What most people have a problem with is when they get $15,000 to $20,000 and they got to spend that money all in one day, they have a hard time because they're so conditioned that they're not they have to live in a box, and what they think they're worth, and what they deserve, and what they so their desires are kind of limited. What this exercise does is it expands your mind to sit there and say, okay, if you had $15,000 today, what could you do with it? Maybe you might simply want to go out and just buy a car. But see, the point is, going out and just buying a car, you're not buying it because we're so used to paying credit on everything. You know, when we buy a car, we can't go out and pay $15,000 for a car. Or can we? See, that's the point. Or can we? Or is our perception our limitation? A case is in a box that says we can't do that because we only make $15,000 a year. So what you need, what the exercise is doing is not just expanding your mind on what you can purchase, but it also starts expanding your mind to your full potential. When you start thinking, I deserve to buy a car. I deserve to have the same opportunities that Donald Trump does. The only thing, the difference between you and Donald Trump is he thinks big, you know, and you're thinking the way you were raised, you know, your perceptions. But you can change all those things very quickly. And I thought manifestations are good for too. Not just the idea of manifesting physical things, but you can also manifest spiritual things. And, you know, expand your mind and all kinds of stuff. It's just the idea of realizing that the power within you to create that does exist. Like with soulmates and relationships, it's the idea of coming to a conclusion or a realization that your soulmate does exist. Because a lot of people are trying to manifest a soulmate, but in the back of their mind, they have a little bit of doubt that they even exist, or even the idea of soulmate, the word, is really real. So when I sit there and say, well, okay, focus on what you want. You want to make $1,000 a week? First of all, let down your resistance. First thing, a lot of times your mind will kick in and go, $1,000? How am I going to do that? See, you're thinking that the job is going to get you that, not realizing that money comes to you in many avenues, and how can I open those avenues? That's to expand your mind and say, okay, I want to make $1,000 a week. There's nothing wrong with thinking about how to do that, but more likely it's going to put you in a situation where you're going to be really tapping into your gifts and talents and realizing that the way to get there, a company is not going to get you there. It's self-employment and reliance on oneself. So if you've been thinking about all these things, I want to start a business and all these other things, maybe it's a little bit of fear keeping you from doing it. Get you some affirmations and some meditations to get rid of fear. And then go from there, and it's like walking upstairs, you know? Take care of the fears, and then change my perception, expand my mind. Oh, look, Helen's living a fantastic life. And that's how it's going to happen, too. Well, you're going to look around, and you're going to start thinking to yourself that you get tired. I'm tired of worrying about bills. I'm tired of worrying about if I'm going to make them up this week. I'm tired of just worrying. But you're going to just let it go, and you're going to say, okay, I'm going to keep focusing on just what I want, open my mind up to it, allowing myself to be open to receive it, and then ready to receive it with my arms wide open. and you're going to see some changes drastically. I feel like those changes are coming very soon, too, not in June, July, and August, where I feel like there's some opportunities, but it comes to me as like a taste of success, which usually, and then it kicking in about October.
Yeah.
So like I always tell people like this, we can predict things. It's just the ideal. The work is very important for you to do, not the idea of pointing fingers when it doesn't happen, of not realizing you wasn't doing anything, but waiting. You know, the process of, like, if you have a relationship and someone says, I don't see this relationship really kicking in the year until about August. And, you know, people are like, wow. So some people have a tendency to sit there and wait until August. And nothing happened, not realizing what they should have been doing between now and August is working on themselves, making sure that all the barriers within themselves have been eliminated so there would be no resistance when this relationship happened. And more likely what you're going to see is the relationship happens quicker by doing the work, that it actually was helping you let down the resistance. And by letting down the resistance, it changed the timing where it happened in 3 weeks instead of 3 months. And I get that the impression where you're at now of that resistance being let down completely, of just taking deep breaths and just shaking it off and going, I'm not going to think that way no more. I'm going to just keep allowing this thing to happen. I want to keep myself open. And sometimes when angels have a tendency to communicate with you, sometimes it will come to you in your own voice. And sometimes it's hard to distinguish between the two. But it's the idea of paying attention to the guidance. If the voice is talking to you and you feel like they are, that's your angels. If it's one of those things that if a voice comes in there and starts talking you out of stuff, that's your ego.
Okay.
And usually the ego is the one that kicks in the second. That's when we start second-guessing ourselves. Guidance, as soon as you think about a question and all of a sudden something pops in your head, that's guidance coming through. Because it comes guidance, when you really get to the point of letting your resistance down, it happens that quick. And it happens that quick all the time. But sometimes with our resistance, we have a tendency to question it. And that's when the ego kicks in and goes, okay, this person's questioning it, so I'm going to jump in here and start pointing out all the things that could happen if they do this in a bad way. And that's usually what it is, negative. Guidance is positive. You feel it too. So try that, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Please give us a call back and give us an update. But also with these, I've been working on these manifestation meditations at a very small fee, you know, for a nice 30-minute session, which is like $15 for a 30-minute session where I actually sit down with you and go over the details, give you a little diagram of how what to do, and I actually go through it with you to make sure you got it down so you can actually manifest just like I've been doing, which has been going like falling into place like dominoes.
Right, right. Well, I'll be checking out your website because that's where you can find out more information, right?
Oh, most definitely. I always tell people if you have a problem, just go in there. All the information is there. If it's one of those things that you feel more comfortable talking to me on the phone, the phone number's there. Or you can leave me contact information. I can contact you, whichever it is. Right now, with these meditations, they're not on there. But like I tell everybody, when we have certain things going on, I just started out, it's just simply kicking and pushing the donation button and giving me your information, and then we can get the work done as soon as I get the information.
Okay.
So it's something can fall into place as soon as you want it to. Because, I mean, I feel like there's some things like right on the threshold. So that's what I'm saying. I would be glad to sit down with you and do one of these 30-minute sessions and go through it and very detailed to make sure you got it down, because I feel like it's just one of those things that's showing people sometimes how to go through the guidance that you can really feel comfortable with yourself and then start watching those things fall on your lap. Seriously, I mean, when I first started really doing it and just I really had a lot of confidence, it was amazing when I sit there and said, you know, if you sit there and just do your work, money will drop in your lap. And it started to do just that. Out of the blue. A few things, people would just walk and go, here you go. Or I want to help you. Or, hey, let's try to shop together. And I'm like, wow, this is just crazy. I mean, I just put it out there yesterday, and now I'm getting a response today. So.
Wow, yeah. That sounds like something. Yeah, I definitely have to be in touch.
Okay, no problem, man. Thank you for calling. And I always feel like there's
a good night
behind that. Yes, have a good night.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
you.
Bye bye.
Okay,
now.
Bye-bye.
I was having trouble with the freaking allergies today. I guess it kicked some of the brain sensors, right? Let's go on to our next caller. That's Area Toad, Harry Toad. Oh, okay. Area code 206. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Hey, Holly, what's up?
Nothing. Hi, I'm just wondering, where do you see me meeting the man for my next relationship?
Okay. Go to the website, make your donation, and get in calls back. Anyway.
I say restaurant for some reason. That word popped right into my head when you said that.
Oh.
Yeah, I keep getting a turkey cheeseburger. Do you have any, like, I was just saying, if it comes off as a restaurant, they might actually have a healthy, like one of those, I call it healthy, turkey burgers
yeah.
on the menu, somewhere on that. So, like, okay, that was kind of funny.
If you're going to Arby's, I don't know.
Does Arby's have turkey burgers?
I doubt it.
I know they got turkey sandwiches, but.
Oh, do you see it being long-term?
The one thing I like to explain to everybody, when people ask a question, when they're looking for relationships, and the answers
yeah.
I get, the angels are always guiding you to things that will be long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sit there and go, well, here's one that's going to suit you until the other one comes along. You know, they don't do that. They think, okay, you're listening to guidance, so why go through the pitfalls when you can go right to the freaking palace? I'm serious. Think about that. I mean, you're here asking angels, very, you know, very passionate, positive beings, why would they lead you to something that wouldn't last forever when they know for a fact that you're looking for a long-term relationship? It's the idea of having that kind of insight, realizing what we're working with here, too, and the power behind that. So I'm not trying to be funny, but
I
can see the point.
Last dumb question. Do you see what nationality he's going to be?
Nationality?
You know.
Like what restaurant does he work at?
No, white, Hispanic, you know, Asian, what, you know.
Caucasian, white.
Oh.
You said nationality, and I not automatically go to Celtic, but, you know, like somebody Irish or something.
Oh, just like me.
I get the situation of something being different than what you've been with before because the situation of the thing, someone's like pointing out to you the situation of the egotisticness and the selfishness that goes with a certain ethnic background. I mean, I had a friend of mine who was actually, I think she was like a cross between Puerto Rican and Hispanic. And she said the one type of man
that
she wouldn't date. I'm just saying, the one man she said she wouldn't date is her same culture. Because she said those guys cannot be faithful. They want to have a woman at home. And they want to be, and they still want to play like they're 18 years old. And she said, I would not be with a woman. I'd be with a man like that. And I was like, really? She goes, yes, trust me on that. And she was very particular anyway, because I remember her, I talked to her a couple times. And we had a lot of friendships. I was teaching her how to repair cars and stuff like that. And then we kind of lost touch with each other for almost 3 years. And when we reconnected, I didn't realize the connection that we really had from her perspective anyway, until I said I was engaged once in that 3-year period. And she got mad, never talked to me again. And I was like, okay, we were separated for 3 years. What did she tell me to do? And before we even got split up, we were never in a relationship. We were just friends, and we did share a lot of things together. I will say that. But every time I even talked about coming there, she always had somebody else. It was weird that she actually was talking about the guys when she had a little bit of traits of her own. So I was getting more on the white hair. Yeah, white hair and red skin. I was actually going to say red hair and white skin. Mm.
Are you talking about your friend?
No.
For you.
Oh.
No, I said she, yeah, for you. I'll say she was Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican. So she was in Texas, I think.
Oh. I'm a little bit confused.
Oh. That's okay.
No, he's trying to say you're going to meet somebody who's fair-skinned and red-haired.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, cute.
And
yeah,
I know, maybe you know this and maybe you don't, but there's a common misconception that people think that, oh, then, you know, an Irishman or a Scotsman, if they have red hair, they think it's Celtic, but that's actually the Norse influence. But he still could be an Irishman. He could be,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Irish are more like a reddish blonde.
Do you see when?
Yeah,
I'd say
do.
The middle of next month.
Yes.
The middle of next month.
Oh, well,
yeah,
it is almost next month, the middle of June.
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
It's the end of May now.
Yeah.
I always look at it like this, too. It's also a key word here of letting go of a lot of things, too, to make sure this happens.
Uh-huh.
Because the idea of hanging on really to any part of it, in some sense, the word could actually prolong it and get the impression it would still happen, but in the process, just go, okay, I'm done, let it go. June. If you don't do that, I get August. The end of August.
The same guy?
Okay, how many guys you want?
I mean, no, I don't get that. Like, I could meet him in June, but I could meet him in August.
That's right. Tell what you want, Johnny.
Well, I'm meeting him in June.
Well, there you go. It's just, you know, one of those things, declare it, and next thing you know, you're wearing it. I'm serious. You know, I look at the situation. I've seen this a couple times where people ask me the question, and I'm sort of going, well, you know, I see about September, October, and they're like, what? You just said if I work on the affirmations and stuff that I'm going to get this relationship soon. And I'm like, yes, but we just talked about that. You haven't done it yet. You know, so there's no influence of energy that's changed anything. And then when you start doing the exercises, then give me a call back and I'll tell you what's going to go on. But I'm pretty sure the timing is going to change very quickly. And the idea of perception, even on this situation, you know, we're talking weeks.
That sounds great. Do you have children?
Does he have children?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a couple ex-wives that might classify as that, but...
I actually don't think he does.
I don't either.
That doesn't mean he doesn't like children. It just, I don't think he does have children.
I don't know. When I look at the situation, I think it's the best thing for Holly right now, not to have a guy who's got kids because of the aggravation it's caused in the past.
Right. No.
Yeah.
I agree. That's not... But I think he really likes children. It just didn't happen. I don't think any of his marriages lasted long enough for much to happen. He just seemed to have that habit of picking the wrong women.
I don't have children. I don't have biological children either.
No, I just think right now would be the best thing for you because, you know, you need some breathing room.
Yeah.
In the process of breathing room. Yes.
Letting go of these stepkids, right? May I ask the lady, do you think that's in my best interest to let go of the stepchildren from my ex-husband?
Ooh.
I do.
Now that, what?
I do.
I know,
get the
I
impression
ask
you should let them go. I mean, I don't get, you know, like, look at the situation, just let go for right now because, you know, the situation is like this. I think the guy needs to learn how to take care of his own kids. I think he's been having everybody else take care of them for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, for me that was almost a difficult one because I raised a couple of kids for about 5 years. They weren't my own and it was tough to let them go. But for their sake and for yours, it's going to be the best thing to do. Because when they're older, they may seek you out anyway. But I think they need to establish a really good, firm relationship with their father, which I don't think they have.
No,
a separation
don't.
Would do really good right now with them to also appreciate exactly what you've done for them because I don't think they really do to the full extent.
No, they don't.
No, they don't have don't really understand how much you've loved them, how much you've tried for them, and it's basically been like beating your head against a stone wall.
And
yeah.
Coral is coming into a situation right now that she's going to need some really professional help.
Why? What situation?
I'm not saying she's nuts. I'm saying, okay. No, I'm just saying that there's something about it. It's like a fine line where, you know, it's like not having the tools.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with her. Mentally.
I think she's very gifted, and I think there's a lot of things going on where she's hitting her all at one time and she don't know where to go, what to do. She's also trying to live up to everybody's expectations, too, because with the dressing thing, when you really look at the situation, she thinks that she has to do and dress a certain way. So she's not listening to herself right now. You know, and the abilities and that kind of stuff. A lot of clashing in some store, too.
Say again?
There's clashing with her abilities and what she's going through right now.
Crashing?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think...
Psychic ability.
Say clashing.
She has psychic ability, and she's got hormones that are kicking in quick, too. That girl needs some yoga going on. She needs yoga. It's like she needs to slow down.
I know.
And the world is stupid right now because they're like, oh, this is normal. Hell, this is about as normal as a truck with three wheels going on the highway scaring the hell out of everybody. And that's what I see, you know.
Uh-huh.
She's taking a look at the situation of this thing where she's listening to the world. And I get the impression that her abilities are still good. I think she's picking up on things. But when I talk about a clash, is, you know, trying to interpret stuff that you're picking up psychically by people around you who have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
People do look at her in a certain way, and she's trying to conform and please everybody.
I've
picked this up before, too, where I feel like he's going to have to, and that's why I feel like he should take care of his kids.
Yeah.
Because as she gets older, you know, the thing she's going to be looking at for stability in her life is her father.
Yeah.
And I do believe that there is a boy in that girl's life.
Right now?
Yes, right now.
Like she's having sex with someone? I'm freaking out.
No, I'm not freaking. That's something you shouldn't do is freak out. I'm saying I feel like there's a boy in her life. Yeah. You know?
Uh-huh.
And it needs to be addressed.
Is it at school or in the internet?
Oh, I got internet very quickly.
Internet?
What do you got?
I would say it's somebody older than she is. How is she, what, 13, 14?
She's 13, yeah.
She's 13. I think this guy is like 18.
What?
22.
Where did she meet him?
Chat room.
Is she trying to meet him outside of the internet?
No, but he is.
That's the problem. Something, you know, because she's still naive. And he fills her head full of all kinds of stuff. He fills her head so full of stuff that she doesn't know if up's down or down's up. And she believes everything he tells her, and a good three-fourths of what he tells her is a bunch of bullshit.
She
can
like
plain English.
Is he going to attack her? Is he going to...
It's called seduction. No, I don't... That's what the first thing people think about. Okay, it's a guy. Okay, he's a savage, a beast. No, he's doing it verbally. He's talking her into a lot of things. He knows what he wants. It's just simply... You know, this is not taking advantage of anybody realistically. It's just the idea of him talking to her and tapping on the certain things that she wants to do too, or she's been thinking about experiencing, and he knows how to do that. But I don't see him attacking
her. Boosts her self-confidence, makes her feel really good about herself.
Right.
So they're going to have sex?
I do feel like... Well, it's one of those things where it's a curiosity, certainly, but it seems like to me that he's not exactly close. I don't get that. I don't get that he's very close at all. He comes at me like, so he's not very close, but he can be. So he's talking to her and that kind of stuff. And I actually feel like he has a girlfriend anyway.
Oh, my God.
He's a player.
He's a horny guy.
Well, he has that.
So we should know the situation. And this, but yeah, but listen to this, okay, guys? Okay. It's happening. It needs to be addressed on her part. Because her insecurities are going to get her in trouble. He's not doing anything that most men do, and most guys do, is the ideal. They have a pretty girl. And it's just the ideal, what he wants, and what he can't have, and what he thinks he can't have. You know? So he's going to see just basically being who he is. But with her, that's where it needs to be addressed. And I feel like that's where the father comes in. Because I get the impression she's not going to listen to you.
Nope.
And she's going to listen to him somewhat.
Yeah, I wouldn't bank on that one either. I don't think she's going to
listen.
She might in the long run, but it's going to be a tough one. Because
she really wants
to meet this guy.
I understand it, but I got daughters too, and it's the idea of putting your foot down.
You can put your foot down, but you know, the kids today, I just don't think she's going to listen to him as readily as you do, but that's just me. That's just my sense of it. She might listen in the long run, as I said, but I don't think she's going to listen to it readily because she knows she's got a mind that says, I want this. I want to meet this guy.
And she's
the type, I think, my impression is she's the type that would sneak out to do it.
Yeah,
she doesn't listen.
Yeah, that's the whole point. She needs her father to put his foot down and make sure that she doesn't sneak out.
Let's put a foot up her ass.
I am blunt.
No, I'm just saying, because with my daughter, it was like this. I saw people that would do this. Instead of dealing with their kids, they just give them everything they want. Well, instead of telling them not to smoke, they're actually buying cigarettes for them because they said, well, they're going to do it anyway. And I was like, okay, what happened? They don't need best friends. They don't need pals. They need parents.
You're right about that one.
You know, because it's like, I mean, if you can have that best friend relationship, fine, and still be a mother and still lay down the law, then do it. But, you know, my brothers were the same way. And when my dad got custody of my two brothers, you know, instead of sneaking around and smoking, he just thought it was the best way to do it, is just let them go ahead and smoke, and then, you know, that way he knew where they were at and that kind of stuff, even with the drinking. As long as they were doing it at home, he knew they weren't going to get hurt. And some of the part is easy to have, too. So, you know, but I'm just saying, with my daughter, I did something different. I would not give her, you know, like they always say, give them an inch or take a mile, and I didn't give her an inch. She came out one time with makeup on, and I told her to get her butt back there and take it off. Or she wasn't leaving the house. And she goes, well, you know. And I think it's one of those things, too, of being sincere and honest, because my daughter, her friends were trying to talk her into wearing makeup and told her flat out, if you put the makeup on, he'll let you wear it. And I heard that. So I really got stern with it. I got very strict and said, I was waiting for her to come out the door. When she came out with that lipstick on, I said, take your butt back in there and take that makeup down. And she said, okay. And I heard her talk to her friends, too, when she walked back in the bed, back in the bathroom. I told you. So, you know, there's an understanding and a relationship there. And usually when you have that kind of relationship going on, it makes a big difference, especially with the discipline. They listen to you. My daughter knew when I stood up, she was in trouble. She even said that one time. She said something smart to me. I stood up real quick, and she's like, I'm in trouble. And she was apologizing before I even said anything. My mom thought it was mean to make her say, to make her, as I call it, be polite and call everybody yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Thank you. All these other things. It's amazing how some people just kind of like the leniency on these whole things. But I think it's so important to teach your kids discipline because it's really going to benefit them when they get older. Because they're going to know what they're going to do. My daughter right now has finished six years of college. You know, I've seen her with her kids. And she has a tendency to be a little irresponsible and stuff, but she's still a young girl. But the idea of the things that she puts her in mind to, I think, made the difference with the discipline. because she wanted to go to school, become, you know, go to college, become certain things. She wanted law enforcement, all kinds of stuff, and now she's going to be a chemical counselor, which I kind of like that one because it's kind of like what I do too. And, you know, it's kind of, I was trying to get her into doing psychic work with her abilities anyway because she's got some really great abilities. But she refused because of the influence of religious influences around her that she doesn't go there because she doesn't want to deal with the arguing and just the criticism, because my family can be pretty bad on that whole thing. But at the same time, she's chosen a nice path for herself, and, you know, she's got the qualifications to do whatever she wants. And I think it's because when she was younger, you know, there was certain things laid down. And she was so smart, she even told me one time that I was actually being too lenient with her, that I actually should bump up the discipline. Now, the kid can see those things. You know, it's just the idea of realizing how intelligent she really is and then giving her the skills to use it to carve that path out through her life, and she's done very well. So that's the same thing with this situation here. It's just, you know, the missing component here is to have a really caring father. I hate to say that, but that's what I see.
Okay.
I bet anything, if you trace the situation back to her mother and what kind of parents her mother had, you might find a leniency there too. Huh?
On Coral?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Her mother. And her mother's parents.
Her mother was an addict, so, yeah.
Okay, we go back further. Back to her parents. Do you have any idea what her parents were like? Not her parents, but yeah, the mother's parents.
Yeah, her grandparents, well, they're from Mexico, so their idea of raising kids is different than American, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They let them run wild. They let them do whatever they want.
Well,
oy.
I don't think that's a Mexican way. I think that's just the way they did it. I've seen some really strict Mexican families, okay?
I haven't seen that.
I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. My perception is different because I've actually seen those families where the dad walks in and goes, "There I am." Oh, and those kids will sit right down on the couch. Wow. No whip or nothing. But it was interesting. So, you know, like I said before, it's different perceptions of what we've all experienced. So you've never seen the discipline thing on those kind of things. But, and I think it does exist. It's just this smack them back in the head. Wake up. Well, we got some people in the queue. And Holly.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just saying with the situation, realistically, live your life.
Yeah.
I know you care about those kids, but those kids are not your responsibility. And I think if you just go off and do what you got to do, I can see them being somewhat a part of your life.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to be mean or insensitive, but I'm just saying that I just saw this situation with this guy who's been passing his kids off, getting wives to take care of them, girlfriends, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with it so he can go out and do whatever he wants.
He's going to continue to do that just because I'm gone. You know what I mean?
He's going to continue to do it. I'm just saying that would correct a lot of things with those kids' lives because of where they came from and what's going on. I mean, you got to look at him realistically too and say, okay, with the process of some of the, like with the middle son that you're talking about, just the way he was born, and knowing he was a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it makes you wonder about exactly what his past is all about, where he's coming from, and maybe it would explain why he is the way he is.
Yeah.
Yes. I was going to sit there and ask you about a certain agreement we had earlier.
Okay, get your other calls.
Oh, really? She's blowing me off. That means she said,
Try that one again, Bonnie.
I was just saying, hey, what you're doing, Holly. Are you sitting there saying, I got my questions answered, so forget you. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank both of you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. And,
have
you know,
a nice evening.
I'm just saying the job,
too.
Focus on the job thing. I keep that job as yours.
Okay.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
All right. Bye.
I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay, bye.
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 Adios. Let's see. Where are we going today? Ta-da. Real briefly, we're going to go over some things real quick. I have a sponsor for my show called Richard Palanga. He has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, and I guarantee you should go check it out. They've got some natural products or spiritual products that can actually be on the path of actually helping you to get rid of toxins and chemicals out of your life with these simple natural products. And right now, it's a great time to actually donate to a fantastic show, ours. And also at the same time, you can actually get a bottle of body mist and a bottle of body wash to try out for yourself just by donating $25 to the show. Or if you donate $25 to the show, you can get a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, you can also get a bottle of body mist to go with that. So keep that in mind too as well, and get a chance to go look at these products. It's a win-win situation for both of you. If you want to take a sample, get some samples of this stuff, just simply donate to the show. Good debt. Also, the situation with doing private readings too. I do private readings. If you want to call me and get a private reading with me, go through these manifestation meditations for a 30-minute session. It's only $15 for the month of May. And we just started doing these things. I thought it would be very good actually to work with people 1-on-1 to actually get to the point where they can actually manifest things just like I do. And you keep doing the whole thing. So, it's, you know, I guess it goes back to the concept, you know, give a person a fish, feed them for the day, but teach them how to fish, feed them for life. And it's the same thing with manifestation. You teach someone how to actually really, the art of manifestation, and pretty much you change their life. And they can continue to do that on their own. So, therefore, give us a call, and let's sit down and do some work with that. Also, the readings, $75 for 75 minutes, 45 minutes for $45. And $25 for 25 minutes. And you also get a 75-minute reading for $75, or else you can buy a block of five 75-minute sessions for $150. You can also buy a 45-minute reading for $45, or else you can get a block of five 45-minute readings for $100, or you can get a block of 25, which is go 25-minute readings for that usually go for $25 for 25 minutes. You can actually get a block of five 25-minute readings for only $75. We also got the 90-minute sessions for relationship counseling, past life regressions, and that kind of thing. Relationship counseling, life coaching, working with children, you know, just certain things like that. And these go for $77 for a session, or you can buy a block of four 90-minute sessions for $150. So give us a call, and whatever your preference is, whatever your budget is, we can work with it. So give me a call, 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or contact me through my private line at 719-632-6257 or contact me through my Skype name, which is donald.reed8. Or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. I'd love to hear from each and every one of you guys, and please do so. I think it would be a very interesting situation. Definitely want to sit down with each and every one of you guys at work. And with that working 1-on-1, I guarantee we can make a difference in your life to the point where you'll be manifesting things daily. You'll see miracles happening in your life. Because like we always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And it's the ideal realizing you deserve those blessings and what's happening in your life. So give us a call. And also with the idea, we have a sponsor, and we're looking for more sponsorship. And simply it's only a $40 fee a month to be a sponsor on the show, where you actually get your service or your product promoted on this show. And I think it's a really good price. So if you want to do that and like the format of the show and you want to contribute, please do so. And also with donations, remember, with donations, you can donate anything you want. There's no specification on those. It's just that the ideal Richard says $25 will give you a bottle of body wash, and $35 or more, he'll give you a bottle of Body Mist to go with that. So you get a chance to check out two products and also contribute to us in the process of us keeping this format open so we can actually keep giving out the readings and also the spiritual teaching. We love what we do, so it's all work together to keep it going. What do you say? All right. Okay, Dee, give the information I can contact you for your readings and your jewelry, too.
Okay, if you'd like a reading from me, please contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I do everything for donations. I accept PayPal. My suggested donation for 60 minutes worth of my time over the phone is $60. For an email reading, I suggest $20. But bring me whatever your offer is, and I will work with you, work within your budget, get back to you within 24 to 48 hours, and I will give you the best reading I possibly can. I will make sure that I tell you exactly what I get. I will not sugarcoat, and I will not tell you what I think you want to hear. I don't believe in doing that. It does you a disservice, and me too. And I also do healing energy. If you're interested in some jewelry, email me. And my business name is Dreamweaver Designs. I can send you some pictures to give you an idea of what I do. I work with good stone beads, anywhere from amethyst to rose quartz, smoky quartz, aquamarine, freshwater pearls, all kinds of beads. And I use stone pendants, stone silver pendants, and Hill Tribes silver, handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand, which is absolutely gorgeous. And if you're interested in some chakra jewelry, you can contact me about that as well. I make necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. If you're interested for a necklace, let me know what, you know, I want to know what stones you're interested in and all that sort of thing. And I want to know what length you'd like it and how many strands, that sort of thing. And, I also do take PayPal for my jewelry. So if you're interested, please contact me. I'd love to give you a good reading, and I'd love to work with you for make you something really beautiful to wear.
Okay. Let's see. Right now, I was also saying that after we saw the meditations and that kind of thing, so I was thinking that I've actually worked with these CDs called HemiSync CDs and BrainSync CDs. And go to the websites and check out these things, because they actually have MP3 downloads, and they're fantastic. Great for meditation, working with yourself on healing, connecting with your angels. They have CDs on everything and downloads and music that covers all kinds of categories. So give them a shot and go to www.hemi, that's H-E-M-I, hyphen, that's not hyphen, it's just go in there and put down HemiSync CDs, and it's www.hemisync.com. Also, the other companies have some subliminal CDs, which are really good too, and it's a different kind of technology and a combination with working with subliminal downloads too as well. They have MP3 downloads too, and that one is www.brainsync.com. Go check out those companies, because they really got some great CDs. I'm pretty sure in the process of trying to meditate, these things would help out a lot, because the technology with HemiSync is the ideal hearing a tone in the music that allows both hemispheres of the brain to work together, which will give you intense focus and concentration, and you'll definitely get into a situation where multitasking takes on a different level. So check that out, too, as well. And also, I forgot to say, too, we're also available to do workshops. And if you have anything that you would like to have someone to come there, if you have any kind of lectures that you have on manifestation, relationships, or whatever, and you want someone to come to speak, I'm also available for that, too. If you have some charity functions that are going on, we'd love to work with you, too, because we just volunteer our services to help you reach your goal of whatever you're doing at that time of this charity function that you have going on. And I also do email readings too, where you can actually do, it's a 5-card, 3-question angel reading, and it's only $14.95 this month. So if that's an easier format for you, please contact me on all those levels, and I'm definitely being more than happy to work with each and every one of you. So give us a call. And with that note, just go on to, oh, yes, I forgot, April Angel Medium. That's my girlfriend. She's not with us tonight. I do believe that she's actually working on a random, and hopefully she's working on Keen, which we both work for that work for both those companies. So go to www.keen.com. They call me Psychic X Journeyman on there. And you can also see her on there as April Angel Medium. We're also on a random, that's a random, O-R-A-N-U-M.com. They call me Psychic X Journey on there. And they also they call her April Love with one L. If you want to contact her personally, please do so at 919-600-1904 or contact her through our website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. All right, and let's go to our next caller, which is actually area code 215. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. What do you see for me in the next couple months, money-wise, love life-wise?
Let's see. The one thing I get the most with you, I do see an increase in money and income. I don't know how. Like, all I keep getting is this thing about going out more. It says it shows me as you're going to be going out more in the next 2 months, as you're going out to dinner and that kind of stuff. And but it doesn't tell me how money's going to come to you. I just see those things happening.
Okay. See, the reason why I ask money because I've talked to a few people, and in like the last 2 years or whatever, I used to go to this woman that she retired. She used to read my cards all the time. She would always see a big wad of money coming around me, but, I mean, it's like 3 years now. I have never seen a big wad of money come my way at all, and I don't play the lottery or nothing unless somebody gives me a good number, you know?
Right.
That's
why I want some good numbers? I thought like, you want some good numbers?
Yeah, you got good numbers? Yeah.
Let's see
I'll
here.
Take them if you got them.
I got two strands of numbers here. Try them out. Yeah,
okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. It goes like this. 8. This is for the lotto. This one here is like 6 numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 numbers. It goes 8, 9, 11, 15,
15?
20, 15.
20. Oh, 15.
20.
Okay.
And 22.
22.
This last one is a little bit different. It's got 9, 11, 22, 26, 56, and I don't know if it goes as high as 73, but I got a 73. If it doesn't work out with you, take the 37. And make a 73 and make a 37 out of it, is what I'm about to say. 37. But I got those four. Huh?
You said that the 3 is won't work out to do the 37?
Yeah, if it doesn't go as high as 73, take the 73
okay.
And turn it into a 37.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it goes to 73.
Yeah, the next one I had was, it was 9, 14, 21, 26, 56, and 61. I think that's 6 numbers, isn't it?
56 and...
61. Bingo! Anyway.
Bingo, well... I'll let you know if I hit it.
Well, all you gotta do is simply, if you hit the lotto, just send me a nice check.
Mm-hmm. Well, trust me, if I hit it, I'll be calling you up to just share it with you. I won't give it all to you, but I will share. I'm not greedy.
I don't expect you to give it to me either, all of it. Too. I'm just saying, a 10% finder's fee is good enough for me.
That's good. That's right. Anybody's willing to help, I'm willing to help back. But
that's
now, besides the lotto numbers, now, if I play these numbers within the next couple of months, I'm sure I'm not going to be a multimillionaire or anything like that, but do you see me hitting somewhat money so I can move on? I want to move so bad, and I'm just, like, in this rut I just can't get out of, you know?
Yeah.
You know, after my divorce, I just feel like blah. Like, I just feel like crap, you know?
Right. You know, I look at the situation like this. I see a lot of things happening. And the one thing I get the most is the idea of just changing your perception. Because you're sitting there going, wow, I don't see myself being a millionaire. Why not? It's like, take the perception like this, okay? It's been said that if you took all the money in the world and equally divided it among everyone, we would all be millionaires.
That's a good point there, yes.
And also, the one thing I like to put down is Christians and money. They have a tendency to think that one's bad. I look at it like this. King Solomon was the richest man in history, and he was also blessed and also supposed to have been the one that's the most spiritual man in the world, too. So I think some Christians have got it backwards. You know, to be blessed, to be blessed like King Solomon was the idea of the faith he had, which had a lot to do with his faith in God. Mm-hmm. So you can't take one and get away from the other. And I've been in some churches. That was at this one church, man. They said, if you come here and thinking that, you know, God's going to help you be rich, and you came to the wrong place. I said, hey, I came to the wrong place. Sorry. I'm out of here. Because I've read those things, too. And you said, when you see all these things happening, and you see all the things that how people were blessed in the Bible, there was a lot of them blessed. Now, there was this one named Jebediah or something. I can't remember. It starts with a J. And he asked to be blessed tenfold, and he actually acquired more property. You know? He had so much property and so much money and that kind of stuff. When I read the inserts, it was just saying all he did was ask. Okay, God, I would like to have more. And the idea of not being scared to ask for it. And even the Bible says you have not because you ask not. And I think it's the idea that we have a tendency to do that when we do manifest things quickly, that we get caught in the whole thing, well, I did that. Not realizing after you've already manifested it, why not manifest it to actually continue to keep going smoothly and just not going out there? Because we did all that work to get there. Why not continue to do the work to keep it going? So there's nothing wrong with asking for more, because in the situation, realistically, you know, what you want is an unlimited flow of money, you know, prosperity and abundance coming into your life throughout your whole life, not just on Mondays and Thursdays, you know. And that's what most people think. You know, Friday's coming, I'm getting paid. But the rest of the week, they just, you know, Friday and Saturday, they have a great day. And then they're back to work on Monday, and then usually for the first 3 days, they're miserable. You know?
Right. Well, that's like Brother Popoff. I don't know if you know him. He's on TV. But I've been studying the Bible and sending money to Brother Popoff. But sometimes, like a couple letters I have recently received from him, it says, you know, obedience. Have this letter back before dawn the next night. I only get paid every 2 weeks, and I can't get that money out to him. And it makes me discouraged because I'm thinking, you know, is he pulling my leg or is he, you know, really with God? I mean, there's so many jokes out there. But what I see on TV and what I hear, he sounds marvelous, you know. But it's just that I can't, you know, and I just feel like, how can God, you know, get mad at me or something that I can't get that money to him at that moment? Or, you know, like you just said, you know, you sow your seed and you get 10 times full back. But if I don't do or send the money at that moment for him, then my seed is not accepted, you know, because I didn't know, obey, you know, what was said in that letter. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but see, there's
a difference.
You sound
like you're talking about that Mike Murdoch.
Like Mike Murdoch?
Mike Murdoch?
The
minister that wants you to sow your $1,000 seed faith thing?
But I've seen him too. Well, but, you know, I've watched a few of them, and I just like prayed, you know, and I just say, you know, God, just send me to which one that you think is right, you know. And he always caught my eye, Brother Popoff, And, you know, and I want to give, you know, because it does say in the Bible, sow your seed, you know, you're multiplying. Not that I'm looking for that. I, like I said, you know, I just want to be happy and be able to help people if I can. And, you know, I just, you know, but, you know, when you get a letter like, you know, you don't have it in by dawn, the next night, you know, you're disobeying, you know, you're what the Lord told you to do, and sometimes people just don't get paid every Friday, you know?
Yeah. No, what I'm saying about the situation of changing one's perception is to realize that money comes through many avenues, not just your job. Mm-hmm. And it's the idea of the reason money comes to your job and the reason you have a job is because you sit down and thought and manifested it. So now we're just saying take it to the next step and manifest the idea. There was a lady who actually won the lottery, and she said the way she won the lottery was she went out, got all these videotapes of all these people who won the lottery, and then she watched them over and over and over again. And then she started visualizing herself in those scenarios, winning the lottery, and then she said, I get the impression it was between 3 or 4 months she won the lottery. It was just the idea of change of perception and those kind of things. And I was thinking, also, when you watch things on television, it's the idea that you can definitely see the difference between spirituality and religion. The one I watch the most is Joe Osteen, because he doesn't ask for anything.
Well, it's not wrong with asking. You know, I mean, like I said, you know, you're supposed to have
there
people.
Isn't. But I'm also saying this is a guy who preaches this is a guy who tells you, by thinking positive, by focusing on what you want, you'll get it. What does he do? He lives it. That's the difference. He lives it. I remember Oral Roberts that one time got in trouble because he told everybody, if you don't send donations right now, God's going to take me. And everybody's like, see ya.
My mother was telling me about him,
Exactly.
You know, and... Yeah, now just like tonight, like with the 24 hours to keep your show going. I mean, if I had the 24 hours tonight, I would send it. You know what I mean? There was a psychic that I talked to a couple weeks ago, and she said donate to a show. I mean, I sent her $50 as soon as I got paid, but I only get paid every 2 weeks. And I'm like, but you know, she was so grateful. Like, she called me and thanked me and everything. But hey, if I got it, I'll give it. You know, I mean, that's the way I was raised, really. And, you know, and I just really believe what you do for others, you do get paid back 10 times full. What if it's money? What if it's just talking to you or, you know, whatever, you know, that may come
that's
to you
I do,
that I just feel we're blessed some way or another in our life that way, you know?
Yeah, and I do the same thing. I go to restaurants. I have a sensitive tip between $5 and $10. And people think that's kind of crazy, but I said no. I used to have an affirmation I used from time to time. It says, what I spend and put out there, it basically enriches society and comes back to me tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's when you look at the situation, it puts you into a different parameter where you understand that what you put out there, you get back. You know, I've actually done this with relationships, too, where I see these women who are not giving anything, really, and they can't understand come the guy's not giving it back to them, not realizing, probably because they're not giving anything. They're expecting all this to be handed to them, and the whole bit, not realizing if you don't put anything out there, then there's nothing coming to you.
That's right.
Do what you got to do. But the thing is, I was thinking, you know, a lot of people do have a tendency to watch shows and that kind of stuff, and they do get kind of confused with the thing. What if they should be doing something because they're scared about certain things? If they don't do it, they're going to be, you know, condemned and that kind of stuff, and not realizing that, you know, God has no limitations, God has no timelines. So, you know, if a person is saying, you need to get this in now, that's a human concept, and realize that God doesn't do that. God will bless you every minute of every day.
That's right.
The ideal, like it says in the Bible, you have not because you ask not. So therefore, ask yourself today, have you really asked for what you wanted? Like if you're a business for yourself, have you really asked for more clients? Have you really focused on actually seeing yourself having more clients? You know, looking for your soulmate. If you're sitting there saying, you know, I really don't care if I get it today or not, I just want one. Well, the first part of that whole thing probably set the timing on that whole thing because you just sit there and say, I don't care if I get one today or not. it's okay to sit there and say, I would like to have a full mate in 2 weeks, or I'd like to have $3,000 by the end of this month or in the next 2 weeks, and then see what happens, because I guarantee you something will happen. But, you know, if you don't affirm these things, you know, I've done it myself. I sit there and go, okay, I haven't got any readings today. And I sit there and go, well, I really haven't said anything. So then I stop, focus, and meditate, and ask for what I want for that day. And I don't think that, you know, when I look at the situation, I always get something in the process of asking for something. So with your situation, it's like change your thinking and say, okay, I deserve to hit the lottery because I'm already a millionaire. You know, I actually have this one affirmation that says, I am working toward becoming $1 million richer because I am $1 million richer. You're putting it out there, affirming it too. So, like Jack Canfield said in The Secret, he said he focused on changing his income for that year to $100,000 to go from $8,000 to $100,000. Okay? He took a dollar bill, made a $100,000 bill, fell out of it, took it above his ceiling, took it above his bed. So the very first thing he saw every morning was that $100,000 bill. So he'd look at the $100,000 bill, picture $100,000 for that year, and then he would take about 15 minutes, imagine himself if he made $100,000, what kind of lifestyle he would have, to the point where he even pictured himself living that lifestyle. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the one thing people have this misconception about was if they don't get exactly what they wanted, then they have a tendency to say it didn't work. And he said, for example, he said that year we didn't hit $100,000, but we did hit $93,849.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do you think I'm going to sit there and say it didn't work? Of course it did. I went from making $8,000 a year to $93,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So to sit there and say it didn't work, some people that are that cynical. It didn't work. So what happens is their lifestyle goes back to the 8,000. And they can't understand, okay, I made all that money, what happened? Well, that's what your mindset was. So it's like a boomerang effect. You go up that far, but you have to embrace it when you have it so you can keep living it. If you don't, and you start focusing on being back where you was, you'll be back where you was.
So basically you're saying, as your day goes on, you just say, you know, I want to be a millionaire, you know, Lord, just let me be this millionaire, and eventually the person will become probably not a millionaire, but close to a millionaire.
Like the lady who got
a millionaire.
Yeah, like the lady who got the film footage about people winning the lottery, and then just kind of watching it until she could actually almost feel like she won the lottery, and in the process of feeling like she won the lottery, she did.
Mm-hmm.
But she had to change her mindset. She had to change her mindset because everybody's sitting there going, you know, the one thing about a lot of people are going to play the lottery, doing all kinds of stuff, but are they really opening their lives up to actually changing and expanding where they can actually be living it? A lot of them keep doing the same thing every day. And I think I always tell people, people were talking about, see, for example, I had a girlfriend who said she wanted to live in a trailer. I said no. I want to live in a house. So what I did was, instead of just arguing with her, I went right to my journal and started focusing on what kind of house would I like to have. And in about a year, we actually moved into a four-bedroom, a two-bathroom house.
Wow. Well, I can agree with that because about 4 years ago, my marriage was just crazy. And I would go to bed every night or even during the day and I would just say, you know, Lord, please, I don't care, you know, what happens or what goes on, just please, I just want to be happy, I don't care. And eventually, I did. I walked away from everything. I asked him to leave, but he wouldn't, and I just walked away with everything. And, yes, the first 2 years was kind of rough. Not that I'm 100% happy. I mean, there's a lot of other things that have to go on, and I've been praying about, but I'm telling you, I'm almost 100% happier than I ever was in the 26 years, well, I should say the last 15 years I was married to him. I mean, because it was like turning into pure, you know, chaos. You know, he doesn't know how to leave his family alone. And, you know, but I'm a little upset because I walked away from everything that I worked hard for. I had my own home and everything before I even married him. But I just would say, you know, Lord, I'm going to leave this in your hands. Whatever happens, happens. Just guide me. I'm just going to listen to you, and this is where I'm at. And now I'm praying, like you said, I got to pray that I want a better home and better finances coming in, and it will come my way. Which I'm glad I really got the hold of you tonight. You really opened me up even more to things that I need to focus on. See, I really believe God puts people in our path to open our eyes even a little wide, you know? I really enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If I do, hit that money, I will be calling you for sure on that, you know? And I'll be watching your show more often, too. You really made me think about a lot. I mean, I thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
You both have a nice moral day, whatever we have left of it anyway, and God bless you, both of you. You're heavenly sent, and you really are. But to me, anyway, I know that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. But, you have a good night. Thank you for calling. If you ever want to sit down and do a private session or maybe work on some meditations, I have the thing I was talking about before, the manifestation meditation. They're only like $15 session, so you want to take advantage of those?
Yeah, I've been trying to. What is your website, hon?
It's www.psychicxjourneyman.com.
Xjourneyman, okay.
Or you can give me a call real quick. You can give me a call anytime, too. It's
740-500-8863. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to download this right now, and I'm going to go check out your webpage. Thank you again, really. God bless you both.
You too. Thank you.
You have a nice night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye now. All right. Okay, in that case, we're going to sit here and go over the whole information, too, saying, okay, that's right, we do private readings, so if you want to give me a call for a private reading, just give me a call at 740-500-8863. Or 740-601-9835. And you can call me at my private line at 719-632-6257. Contact me through Skype. My Skype name is donald.reed8 in small letters. And there's also the website. You can contact me through the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have some great specials going on right now. We're at $75 for a 75-minute session. We also have these things now called manifestation meditations. They're only $15 for a 30-minute session. And we have the 90-minute sessions. They're going for $77. We also have blocks of time. For example, you get a 75. There's usually $75 for 75 minutes, or you get a block of 5 75-minute readings for only $150. So give us a call. We'd be glad to sit down and talk and work things out with you and that kind of stuff. We also do life coaching, relationship counseling. We work with children with gifts to help you understand and work with them better. We also do workshops. If you're open for putting some workshops together and doing some, maybe some lectures that you have someone where you're looking for some speakers, we'd be glad to be there. If you have a charity function, a charity party, whatever it is, we'd be glad to donate our time and be there for you to help you hit your goal or what you're trying to strive for. And just all kinds of things. We have parties and group readings. We also have group meditations with the manifestation meditation group readings as well, as much as one-on-one. We can also do this through Skype. So if that's something that you're interested in, too, you can also do it through Skype. The prices are no different. It's just a different avenue and a different way to reach each other. So keep that in mind, too. If you just want to reach me very quickly, by just give me a call, then do that, too, 740-500-8863. And also, I want to sit here and acknowledge our sponsor, Richard Palanga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWise.com. And it's some great spiritual and natural products. So if you're looking for alternative products to get those chemicals and toxins out of your life, out of your system, this is a perfect opportunity to actually get a chance to sample these products and also donate to the show, because Richard said, for all the people, all the listeners, if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he'll also give you a bottle of body mist. So there's a great opportunity to actually contribute to the show, help us out, and also help yourself out by actually getting a chance to actually sample these products. All right? And also, if you want to be a sponsor, we are looking for sponsorship, too, as well. And for a simple fee of $40 a month, you can become a sponsor, and we will also promote you, your product, or your services on our show. And we're actually trying to, you know, keep ourselves at a certain point here where we like doing premium plus shows because we actually are able to do three-hour shows when we want to, and we also get promoted a lot more. So therefore, it'd be a perfect opportunity for you to become a sponsor because the sponsorship that we get from Blog Talk Radio would definitely help you out. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. Also, we do email readings, which is actually on the website. And this month, for our five-card, five-question angel card reading, it's only $14.95. So give us a call. And also, my girlfriend, April Angel Medium, also, she's on the show from time to time, and she does clairvoyant readings, spells. She's also a psychic medium spiritual advisor, too, as well. And if you want to contact her, or if you've heard her on the show, she's fantastic, too. So if you want to give her a call her at 919-600-1904 or contact her through her webpage at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. Go ahead, Dee, and give up the information so I can contact you.
Okay. You can contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. All my readings are done for donations, and I use PayPal, and I suggest for 60 minutes over the phone, $60 donation. For an email reading, I suggest a $20 donation, but I will work with other blocks of time for you if you want a 20-minute reading, a 75-minute reading, whatever. And whatever your budget, just, you know, make me an offer, and we'll take it from there. I'll try to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours, and I also do healing energy work, so if you're interested, just give me a call or email me. And if you're interested in jewelry, I make jewelry, and my business name is Dreamweaver Designs. I use stone beads like moss agate and amethyst and rose quartz, all kinds of beads, and stone pendants and sterling silver pendants and Hill Tribes silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand. I make necklaces, earrings, and bracelets, and so if you're interested, contact me, and we can work out the length of the necklace you want, how many strands, pricing, that sort of thing. And if you're interested in some chakra jewelry, that's something I'm getting into. So I'd be happy to make you a piece of jewelry. Also, I take PayPal for that as well as for everything. So I look forward to hearing from you. And I can also send you some pictures if you email me so that you can see, have an idea of what I do.
Okay, well, great. Well, with that note, we're going to finish up the show here, and we're going to be out of here. But join us Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, where we do our hour show. We're on 5 days a week. We're on a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we do one-hour shows at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. On Fridays and Sunday shows, we do two-hour shows starting at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And then on Saturdays, we have our big show at 3 hours. At 6 p.m. Mountain Time, too, as well. So join us as we sit there and continue to give out the spiritual message and to continue our teaching and also doing our readings every show. So come in here and check it out. And I guarantee you, we'll definitely answer your questions for you. So write this down at 646-721-9031 if you just want to listen. Also, if you want to follow the show, push the follow button and follow us each and every week. So therefore, you get a nice little instant message reminding you that we are on. Okay, so on that format, may God and angels bless you every minute of every day. Give love where love is given. And for everyone who passes your path, give that love to each and every one of those people. And on that format, kind of stumbled through that one, the idea. For all the love you receive, give back. Yeah, all the love you give back. For each person that crosses your path, don't forget to give that love. And on that mat, we're going to go. And I'm going to leave you with a nice little song that I think really sets the whole thing out. It's by Boston, and it says, "Don't look back," and we'll see you all tomorrow. Not really. No, we won't. I'm going hiking. Anyway, we'll see you Tuesday. Have a good night, guys. Bye-bye. We're out of here.
Bye-bye.